my brothers in Christ. For this morning, I would like to invite each one of you to recall the nature of our religions, its choice and happiness. Choice and happiness is fundamental element of our religions. But actually, in life, there are some persons used to think that religion is intended to be a gloomy affair. That may be true for some forms of religions, but not for Catholic religions. Because our Lord established a religion of choice and happiness. It is indicated in his words in today's gospel. He says, your choice no one can take from you. So this reality is illustrated abundantly in the history of the church, and especially in the life of the saints. And you're reading the life of the saints, the saints were men and women. And even though they had to suffer a lot, and often practice severe penance. But anyways, their life is always joyful and happy. Always rejoice and happy, and our Lord says, your choice, no one can take from you. So again, today is once more, let us be reminded that choice and happiness is the nature of our faith and our life also. And don't take anything for granted. So let's pause a moment to think. We have many reasons to be happy and joyful. Some of them we can say like, we are happy because we possess the true faith, the true religions. In the whole world, there are countless religions in the world. But among so many religions like that, there are only one true religion. That's a Catholicism. And we possess the one true religion. That's the reason to be happy. And also another reason, we possess the most certain hope, the most certain hope, the hope of heaven. So our hope is not like a spirit of optimism of the future. So the people in secularized or being optimistic. I'm very optimistic of the future. Our hope is not like that, because our hope is the most certain hope, because it's a guarantee by Jesus Christ. And also another reason to be happy and joyful, our Lord Jesus Christ, he gave us the most certain hope. But also, more importantly, he promised to be always with us until the end of time. He's always with us to lead us, to guide us, and to assist us in life, to give us the necessary graces to obtain heaven. And another reason I can say, God so loved us that he never abandoned us orphans. Yeah. So that is why you may remember the Professor Isaiah. Yeah. He say beautifully about how God loves us. Yeah. And Isaiah says, can a woman forget her infant so as not to have pity on the son of her womb? And if she should forget, yes, I won't forget you. So even a woman can forget her own infant, her own son. God never forgets us. So that are things. And also today is the Mother's Day. We think about our true, very wonderful mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And God also in His providence give us a mother so lovable and wonderful. She always blessed all the way, taking care for us so tenderly, and always intercede for us before God. So again, we have so many reasons in life to be happy and joyful. But actually, the reality is thing. Sometimes the people they had an unfortunate habit of anxiety and fear. So that is why most of their life they rarely feel like happy and joyful, but most like engulfed with anxiety, struggling, trials, and so many other things. But for sure, each one of us we have trials and sufferings in different forms and manner. But don't forget the thing. We have more reason to be happy than to be sorrowful and fearful. That the things. And especially in this time also, people say we have so many things to struggles and to fear. Because of the uncertainty happening, and also a high inflation. It makes our life more difficult. So we have to worry so many things daily things in life. But anyways, we should tell to ourselves we should not let any fears and trials and difficulty deprive us of the joys and happiness in life. And also our Jesus Christ says, any one of you, by taking thoughts, can add to your stature one cubit. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. So every day we have to struggle, but I have the cross to carry daily. But every day is also is the gift given to us. So every day we can say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.